Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Beddys.com. That's Beddys.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
My son, he's 6 years old, and for whatever reason, he likes to pick the opposite team. And he's like, yeah, go Philly. I'm like, nah. You can say a lot of things in this household, but you cannot say that. All right? You cannot say that. Just Philly. I mean, Lopez probably played in Philly. Philly's a different city, man. I respect him for the love and the passion, but nah, I can't pick.
Oh, yeah. Lopez played in Philly. That was a big game. Yeah.
I love playing Philly. They were good to me.
Man. I got flicked off by a nun in Philly.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah. I'm like, Sister Margaret, excuse you, you know?
Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we reppin' for Seattle, my place. Take 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. Thank you for joining us. I am lifelong Seahawk fan Brett Davern. He is Seahawk legend Lofa Tatupu. And joining us on this preview for the Commanders is Anthony Armstrong. Yes. NFL baller, wide receiver for Washington, the team that shall not be named. It's like, what is that? Is that a Star Wars thing? What is that again? It's Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anthony, are they changing the name again?
Man, I don't know. At this point, I just say Washington.
Yeah. Right?
So whatever they do, as long as they don't go and like say, hey, we're going to be D.C. or Virginia now, I'm just going Washington. And if they do change, I'm going by color. So
but
either keep it Washington or keep it burgundy and gold. That way I don't have to get too confused.
But Lofa and Anthony and dear listeners, let me tell you all how dumb I am. Coming on to the air here while we're setting up. Because everyone just calls it Washington now, Katie said, and played wide receiver at Washington, and I'm so dumb, I started thinking about my Huskies.
And I had to be like, no.
And she's like, no, the team. And I said, what team? And she said, the team I can't name. And I was like, okay, fine. I understand now.
Dang. Okay. Well, I wish I was good enough to go to Washington. They had some good football out there in Washington.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Sorry, Lofa, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, cause was it West Texas A&M, right?
West Texas A&M, yes, indeed. Division II football guy.
Division II to the league. That, and you know, back, because we're around the same age. I'm a year older, but you know, what was that like? And you know, how did you end up at West Texas A&M if you played in the league?
May I tell you, I came out during a time where the receivers were crazy in Texas. The top, like three out of the top five were in the state of Texas. Roy Williams, B.J. Johnson, and Sloan Thomas. I was not in their league. So I went D2 and was a fast guy. I ran a 4.2 and I bet on myself a few times. I went and played arena ball in Odessa for a season, two seasons with the Dallas Desperados. And when that conglomerate from the Cowboys went to Miami, they still kept some of those names and they were like, yeah, we want to bring you in for a workout. And I made the most of it. So I scaled the backside of the mountain to get to the league. I went the way that nobody has probably ever went and probably won't ever go and repeat, because it was treacherous, but it was worth it. Yeah. At the end of the day, you look back and you're like, man, that was a hell of a journey.
That's an incredible story.
I hear you, man. I mean, a lot of people don't know. They just remember me from Southern California with Pete Carroll and we won Heisman's and, you know, national championships. But I started off at University of Maine because in high school I played quarterback and linebacker, and all Division I wanted me to play quarterback. There's only like two or three schools, but I was like, I don't see any 5'11 Samoan quarterbacks, but I see a lot of 5'11 linebackers in the NFL. And so I took the path less traveled. Yeah, right? It just trusted the heart.
Oh, man. Look at this. We're bonding already, and I haven't even talked about Wiener Schnitzel yet. Unprecedented here on the show. The show is brought to you guys by Wiener Schnitzel. Two locations in Western Washington, one in Everett, one in Fife. Go in and mention the Take 12 podcast. Get an extra free hot dog with any other purchase. My goodness, what a time. And also, I think, Katie, are we ramping up towards the – can I even mention the – okay, we'll keep that for a different episode. All right, moving on. Sorry about that.
I like to plan things out a little bit more.
I like surprises.
All right, well, that's why I had to – you know, I got to get the look from across the room. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, guys, we got a game coming up this weekend. Seahawks v. Commanders. The Commanders are coming to Seattle. Seattle is reeling off of what we saw in Baltimore. Anthony, start with you because, you know, introduce us to this Commanders team. Who's coming to Seattle this year for you guys, and what are we in store for here?
Man, I tell you, this Commanders team has been a different version just about every single week this year. They were able to put together a repeat performance against Philly. Generally, they play up or down to their opponents, and playing down to your opponents, as Lofa will be able to agree with, is not a good thing. You don't want to play down to somebody, because that's how you get beat on Thursday Night Football against Chicago. But these past couple of weeks, you've gotten an inspired Commanders team. It's frustrating that they have to go, you know, be 500 after playing some tough teams to finally try to wake up. But I like what I see on offense, making that big change on defense, sending Montez Sweat to Chicago, sending Chase Young out to San Francisco. You know, I think those are big plays and big moves that you had to do to get people to understand, like, hey, this is a business. We need to make results, and we're going to commit to what we have in this building right now.
I think that's what threw me for a loop, was shipping off your two best players and then seeing them still play inspired ball. So who are the leaders on the team? I've been impressed with Hal, but just from your opinion, who's really taking that void? We're talking about two of the best pass rushers in the game right now. And you just ship them off. That kind of sends the signal of rebuilding. So in your opinion, who are the leaders on this team?
You know, offensively, you're looking at Terry McLaurin. I mean, what he says and how he handles himself is second to none. And when you look at the fact that he is your receiver one, but he's the lowest target, you know, number one receiver in the NFL, you would normally think he's going to be trying to find a way to be a squeaky wheel and get the ball thrown his way more. But that's not the type of guy he is. He understands that there are playmakers across that offense. And last week, Sam Howell hit 9 different receivers. And 4 of them had over 4 receptions. So the way that this offense works is that they're going to get the ball to multiple players. And if Terry's patient, he's going to get his shots. So he's a big leader. John Allen is a guy that's a big leader. But, you know, when you send off Chase and Montez, it had a lot of people scratching their heads. And frankly, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all, because you're not tied up in those contracts. I mean, Montez made over $100 million in Chicago. And I'm glad that Washington doesn't have to hold that bag. they can move forward with rookies like KJ Henry and see what, you know, Aaron Jones can do as well, see what Casey Tuhill can do. And now you're going to get to see a team type of defense. And as long as it tightens some things up in the secondary, they won't have to worry about too much going against Seattle, because there's a dangerous trio of receivers over there as well.
Well, yeah, I want to stick on your offensive side of the ball, though. How's your running game? Because we couldn't stop anybody in Baltimore.
Man, I tell you, the running game is not something that Eric Bieniemy really does. Everybody, and I'm myself included, has said, hey, run the ball some more. But the way he plays calls is he's an aggressive pass-first guy. When you look back at the statistics in Kansas City, didn't run the ball that often. Washington ran the ball for more yards last year than Kansas City did. So you may think, oh, it's Patrick Mahomes, but hey, you got Sam Howell throwing the ball 45 times a game. I think the key with Washington's offense is that they have to be able to capitalize on those plays and find themselves in favorable down and distances so that they can run the ball. I would love to see more Brian Robinson. I think that he is a dynamic runner, and I like how they're using Antonio Gibson now out on the edges. So the short passing game is an extension of the running game for Washington.
Sure. I kind of like that, though, Lofa, because we've been getting after quarterbacks lately. I mean, we're still number one in sacks, I believe, even after last week, putting in some more work in the offense's backfield. And so, like, if they're going to throw a lot, I kind of like that against our pass rush lately, right?
I mean, I would against our pass rush, but the number of receivers they have, and you can see Ant smiling right now.
I know.
McLaurin, Dotson, that's the guy I'm most scared of, Jahan Dotson. Like, I don't think anybody ever, you know, pays him the respect he's due. That guy, he could do it all.
I picked him up on the waivers last week. I showed him some respect.
See,
I did.
Yeah, you know.
I got him. Oh, no, but you just reminded me. I got him now for this week. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And, you know, and then you got Samuels. I don't know if he's healthy, but and then Pringle, Brown, Logan Thomas at tight end. There's no shortage, so that's why he's spreading the ball around to everybody, because it's hard. You can't stop them all. That's the biggest thing. And then I still have nightmares of, because I'm a defensive guy, when it was probably 3 or 4 years ago, Antonio Gibson took a screen pass against Buffalo and left everybody 75 yards, and it was one of the most insane plays I've ever seen, catch and run. And then Brian Robinson. So those checkdowns are lethal too with those guys. So, yeah, hopefully the pass rush does, you know, show up big, because we got our hands full in the secondary.
Well, we got a secondary, though, too. I mean, come on, Spoon, right? Jamal's playing
Woolen,
good.
Trey Brown.
Yep, Woolen.
Absolutely. But I don't know. Like, we're lucky we don't have to commit an extra defender down in the box against the run if they don't run it that much. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about your defense, Anthony? I mean, what's the Seahawks offense going to be looking at? I mean, Lofa, they're going to be looking to get right this week after what happened last week.
And I'll let an ant go.
I mean, Anthony, you mentioned our receivers already. You can talk about them some more. They want to be the best room in the league, and they need to step up, especially after last week.
You know, one unfortunate consistent thing that has happened this year for the Commanders is that they have been the starting point for a lot of teams to get on the right track.
Oh,
be it the Buffalo Bills defense finally getting off the schneid for some sacks and having six against Sam Howell and the crew. Teams have found a way to do that. A.J. Brown has had over 250 yards himself against the Commanders. Like, he's had a hell of a season, and it's happened time and time again. We do not need that to happen this week. And it's almost a pick-your-poison type of a situation. It's like, do you want D.K. Metcalf to do it, like Hulk running around there? Or do you want the Flash and Tyler Lockett to be getting behind your defense, and then your switchblade of Jackson Smith and the Jigba, like he can do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to pick your poison. But the position that I always worry about is that linebacking core. You know, you're seeing Kalicki Hudson work his way into the lineup. He brings more athleticism in place of Cody Barton. So I always have to pay attention to tight ends. Like Noah Fant, is he going to wake up this week? Kyle Pitts had a good game. You know, so tight ends find a way to get open against this linebacking core.
Well, also, Bobo could be a big Bobo game, Lofa. Bobo Mojo here in Seattle.
Yeah,
let's go.
I don't know if you've heard of our undrafted free agent. He's like 6'5", 6'6". Ran a 4.940. He's probably the first receiver I ever had a better 40 than. But he knows how to find blind spots and turn defenders. And then he's just got such a large catch radius because of his size and length that he's found a way to pull away from guys, you know, on a go route. It's crazy. It's wild to see.
He's got game speed.
We're going to need more.
We call that game speed.
Game speed. We call it game speed around here.
That's right.
I don't need Bobo going crazy, though.
Back to DK, though, for a second, because you mentioned AJ Brown. DK and AJ went to the same college. I'm sure DK knows what AJ did. I hope DK wants to do what AJ did, if not better, right, Lofa? How about some motivation for the big guy? Not that he needs any extra, but, you know.
No, but hopefully, you know, college teammates, hopefully they're sharing notes on, you know, how defenders play them. You know, the AJ, freak of nature, just like DK. And, I mean, there was a couple, like, they were heavily contested throws or catches, and he just works his way back to the ball and then carries a guy into the end zone, you know, much like we've seen DK do. So that is a matchup I think we're looking to exploit is the secondary and our receiving, because we do have an edge there.
Well, and he only had the one catch last week, albeit for 50 yards, but only the one catch. So hopefully some more for DK this week. Anthony, how about your run defense? And then Lofa, we've got to stick to the run and run the ball, but be effective running it, because, you know, that's the thing. It's not only do you have to run it, but you got to be effective running it. So, I mean, who wants to start? Lofa, we've talked about the consistency. Anthony, why don't you tell us about the run defense for the Commanders?
You know, you're led by John Allen and Deron Payne, and those are the two big Bama defensive switch to the other side, because he's always disrupting plays, and it's a great thing to see. And I mean, I think the big question mark is, how are the edges going to hold up against this run? I mean, you got some hellified walkers. You got some hellified runners out there in Seattle, Kenneth Walker being one of those. Mm-hmm. Getting the run game going, it will definitely help what Seattle's trying to do. And that's going to make Cam Curl get more involved. And then you're going to have to deal with play action passes and seeing Tyler Lockett run all over in that backfield. So how the linebackers are able to fill and how are they going to be able to handle the physical running game is going to be something to pay attention to. Cause I got to see Jamin Davis. He does a great job covering running backs out in space. He's really shut the game down two times this year with some big pass defenses, but how are you going to take on blocks against big guards, big fullbacks that are trying to put their hands on you within the space of the running game? That's a big thing to pay attention to.
It's a big one. It's a big one this Sunday, everybody. If you're going to the game, get there early. You know, let's get some tailgating going. It's an afternoon game, but try to, you know, let's get lathered up a little bit before we get in there. The team needs to hear you this weekend. We need to bounce back. If you want to go to the game, or if you're looking to go to the game by winning a contest, we would have that for you guys. It comes from our sponsor, EpicSeats.com. If you're looking for seats to the game, you want to go purchase those, go to EpicSeats.com, use our sponsor, mention the Take 12 podcast, and take 12% off when you spend more than $100. And if you're buying, you know, a pack of tickets, it'll probably be north of $100. So why not get 12% off with us? And then, if you're holding on to seats, maybe for some reason you can't use them. I don't know why. Something came up in your life that's more important
kids
than this game. I don't
football,
know what it would be.
Like I've been doing for the last seven weeks.
Yeah. If you want to offload your tickets, you can also do that with our sponsor, EpicSeats.com. Let them sell the tickets for you and be your guide through that. Mention Take 12 and you get an extra $12 per ticket that you sell with Epic Seats. EpicSeats.com. Nobody beats
Epic Seats.
And this week we've got tickets to the game. Two tickets. You guys can win those. How do they win those, producer Katie? Oh, sorry. I choked on myself.
Social media contest.
Lofa, you're going to do something on there?
I will run a contest.
Okay, all right. We'll have a contest of some kind. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Check out our social media. We'll be all over it. If you want to win tickets, you can do that. You guys, we need to predict the score of this game. We got to look into our crystal balls here. And Katie, that's not funny. Stop giggling. we got to predict the outcome of this thing. Our official score prediction challenge is brought to you by our friends at simplyseattle.com. You guys can go find that post on our social media, predict the score below it and who you think will win. And if you nail the score prediction right on, we put your name in a hat with all the other people who nailed it, and then we'll pull out a winner. The pot right now is up to
$50.
$50. You get a $50 gift card from our friends at Simply Seattle. We add $25 per week if nobody nails it. Lofa, Anthony, how do you see this thing shaping up score-wise? Score perspective, score-wise. What am I? I'm rambling.
And guest has honors.
Oh, I got the honors. Okay, cool. I'm furthest away from the pen, so that means I'm up. I'm going to go take it back to 2011. This was a historic day. Washington made a trip all the way across the country to Seattle.
Uh-oh.
And played up there in Seattle. And yours truly had himself a touchdown over Brandon Browner, left end zone. That was the loudest stadium I've ever been in, but they got quiet quickly. 23-17. Washington will get this one handled on the road. I think Jahan Dotson will make you feel right, Lofa. Just understand that he's a silent assassin. He'll have himself a big touchdown. Ooh. 23-17. Give me those Commanders, Hamlet,
man,
out there in Starbucks.
I like that for my fantasy team, but I don't like that for my team, my real team. I root for sure. Lofa?
Yeah, I don't know what they got the over-under set at this one. And, you know, we have been playing good defense, up, you know, as of late, just that little blemish last week. But I see a high-scoring game here. And with both these offense, I think we get right. And I think, you know, they continue on their strong streak, you know, putting up yards and points. So give me the Hawks 31 and Commanders 27.
Okay. Ooh, a tight one, though. All right.
Yeah. The Commanders have been giving up 30 pretty frequently. So that 31 may not be wrong.
All right.
May not be wrong.
Anthony brings up 2011, and we all know that I don't take this segment too seriously when it comes to the scores. So I will say that the Seahawks will win this one 20-11. And hopefully the one Commander touchdown goes to Dotson, because I could use that on my fantasy team. How do you guys, you know, we got to take a break here, but I have a question for you guys on the other side about fantasy football, because I don't know how I justify rooting sometimes, or like my rooting interest when it comes to these things. Hold on. Let's take a quick break on the show. We will be right back on Take 12 after this word.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Betty's.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
All right, guys, so I asked you before the break, but I gotta, hey, how do you guys, man, my loyalties get pulled sometimes. I got my real team, but I got my fantasy team, and then I got someone on my fantasy team who's playing against my real team. Does that bug you guys as much as it bugs me?
You know, sometimes you're on the wrong side of the stick, man, and you have to decide where are you trying to take this loss? Because I remember when I was playing, I would put myself on, I started to pick myself up because I was like, hey, I'm gonna start this week. I'm going to play. So I put myself in the game. That was obviously, it was a free league, so there's nothing crazy going on. Yeah,
no insider trading.
Don't try to come back.
Okay.
But I also knew that for whatever reason, defenses would adjust the following week. So if I balled out, that next week, I needed to start Santana. So I would bench myself, right, for the sake of understanding that I'm trying to win, right?
That's so funny.
So Brett, if you just happen to have a little bit more than pride on the line in this league, maybe you need to go and play Jahan and just cheer for production. But like I said, maybe you just try to push for that overall team victory.
I get torn in two different directions. Lofa, I mean, people couldn't – well, could people pick individual defensive players?
No.
There are some crazy leagues out there, but not really.
I didn't get any of the harassment that these – because like, they started adding defensive players. So, you know, when people would jump online and be like, I can't believe you didn't catch that. I didn't get, you know, worry about a missed tackle that everybody would just, you know, attack me. But, yeah, I mean, like he said, like Ant said, you got to hope that your guy balls out, but not enough to, like, you know, beat your team that you're actually cheering on and rooting for. And then if your guy doesn't play well, then you're like, okay, you know what, at least we won.
Man, I find it hard to even put players on my fantasy team that are in the division, though, because then I'm like rooting for a Niner or something.
Yeah, that's different. That feels
wrong.
That's much different. I don't pick anybody from Philly. I'm sorry. I love AJ Brown. He's had a hell of a season, but no, I can't pick Philly. Yeah,
really.
I played for Washington. I played for Dallas, and my son, he's 6 years old, and for whatever reason, he likes to pick the opposite team. And he's like, yeah, go Philly. I'm like, nah. You can say a lot of things in this household, but you cannot say that. All right? You cannot say that. Just Philly. I mean, Lopez probably played in Philly. Philly's a different city, man. I respect him for the love and the passion, but nah, I ain't picking. I can't pick.
Oh, yeah. Lopez played in Philly. That was a big game. Yeah.
I love playing Philly. They were good to me.
man. I got flicked off by a nun in Philly.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah. I'm like, Sister Margaret, excuse you, you know? I'm like, wow.
The one great thing about Philly, though, in their passion and everything, is they have it timed out. And, Brett, I think I've told this before, but we were coming out of the tunnel, and I was like, hey, we're getting introduced to the defense. And, like, the PA announced, he's like, the hell you are, man. You're going one at a time. And so, as they say, like, middle linebacker from Southern California, Lofa Tatupu, the crowd – goes sucks it, in unison, and it's beautiful, and you're just kind of like, wow, this is awesome. Like,
yeah.
it's a real atmosphere, man.
Oh yeah,
that's,
man,
the home field advantage, right? Mm-hmm. That's home field. Yep. I mean, hell, y'all in Seattle, you know all about home field advantage. Like, yeah. I think I'll say that we didn't mention this at all. That is one thing that I forgot to think about as a young quarterback going on the road, is how are you going to handle that? Like, you literally cannot hear somebody that is 12 inches away from you on the sideline, let alone trying to communicate through an offense what the protections are, who's the mic, you know what I mean? That could be something that really shows up, and if the 12 are loud like they are known to be, that could cause a lot of havoc for Sam Howell and that crew.
Sure.
And then you said 2011, you guys defeated us, and then what was it? 2017. I think that you guys got the best of us too. So hopefully third time's a charm for us.
Hopefully not. Every now and again, my mentions blow up, and that's what happens. They're like, hey, Washington's going to Seattle. Remember when? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Hell yeah, I do.
I don't really have a next question or anything. I'm just listening to you guys talk. Just enjoying it. Hey. Katie, do we have any more bills to pay around here or anything? Delta Airlines? Delta Airlines, hit us with some Delta, Katie.
Oh, well, let's talk about Delta 12 status.
Absolutely.
12s can earn 1 mile for every Seahawks passing yard this season with 12 status. Sign up and start earning miles at 12status.com. This season, the 2023-2024, 12 status members got an extra 115,000 miles total.
Wow.
That's the total number.
Whoa,
so
look at that.
It's a lot. It's all a lot of miles. So go go to 12status.com and check out and see if you can sign up and if you're eligible. Make sure you
sign
do
up today, everybody. And check out the Believe in Commanders podcast with Anthony and his co-host Brian Murphy. They're part of the Believe Network, spelled our way, Lofa.
B-L-E-A-V.
He's like, he's Pavlov's Pavlovian Believe dog around here. yeah, B-L-E-A-V in Commanders, and check out what they're doing over there. Also, you guys can find Anthony on social media at Rated Armstrong, out there doing his thing and doing it well. Katie, anything else before we get out of here today? You guys got anything else you're looking at around the league this weekend as the theme song plays?
I was just looking at the Delta 12 status and then, you know, the miles for every, you know, I got Gino going for 400 yards this week. Take that, Ant. And so 300 miles, 397 miles south of us, you can fly to Mount Shasta, California, if you'd like.
There you
go.
Never
been there, but I might check it out after Geno goes 400.
I like calculating where you can go in Geno Smith stats. It's nice.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. I can't get mad at that. Well, I hope Sam throws a 500 so they can pay for their trip across.
Oh, no. How about that? Oh, no. That? Now, see, with this talk going on, it makes me want to start like a friendly wager between the shows or something like that. What could we... You know,
you come up with some. You know what?
We'll come up with something.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I mean we need to do it right now. I think it has to be binding.
Oh gosh!
Come on now.
Goodness. Oh gosh!
Did you guys ever get some
food stuff? Do you guys ever get some food? We'll send you some smoked salmon.
Did you guys ever get friendly stuff going with guys in the other locker room? Like, let's say maybe you knew them or went to college or your buddies, but hey, you ended up on opposing teams.
I didn't talk to anybody on game week. I don't give a damn if it was my roommate from college.
Hey, I feel you on that, Lofa. Like I, right now, when I see, and I sound like an old player, but when I see every single week is a jersey exchange.
The jersey, yeah.
Get the heck, get out of here. Not every week. Like at some point, you do not like that other team. You know what I'm saying? I just got drugged across the field for 60 minutes or 4 hours on TV. And I got to go over here and hug you and smile. Nah, man, let me go shower up and get up out of here. Like, took a lot of L's in Washington. So I wasn't hanging around to talk to anybody. There were a couple of D2 guys that I met later on in my career that I, you know, took some pictures with. But nah.
You hear that, Katie?
Stuff over here, man.
No friendly wagers in the league. But since we're out of league.
There would be.
Oh, okay.
There would be. You would get people that, like, if their colleges were playing each other. Right?
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
If USC was playing at Oregon, and they'd say, "All right, you got to wear my shirt in the locker room and take a picture." That type of stuff. Horrible.
Since we're foodies around here,
horrible story.
I think we go like salmon for crab cakes, or something like that. Right?
And
they're up there. And
check this out. When we lost the national championship to Texas, so me and Dee Lewis, we bet on that game, and it was you have to wear and then do like 50 push-ups on the spot. So my arms are fucking tired after that week. But I go into, and we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. The first meeting of the two-week prep, I'm in the front row in burnt fucking orange. Everybody's in the team issue booth.
Oh, no.
And Mike Holmgren walks in, and he went to SC just like I did. And so he goes, "Well, I guess I don't have to ask who won last night." And fucking, I'm just sitting there in burnt orange, dude. It was the worst. A whole week. I had to wear that shit.
All right, all right, all right.
I love it.
Oh, don't even start, Brett. Seeing McConaughey, like he played for the fucking team in the middle of the goddamn field.
The Uh-oh. Minister.
I triggered
Get
him.
Get out of
Uh-oh,
here,
he's
McConaughey.
Triggered. No, look out.
The minister. I won $100 on that game, man. I was in college, and we had some cats from L.A., and it was a big old swole cat, and I was like, man, it was literally half the football team was like, man, Texas is going to win, and we were cheering in Canyon, Texas when that happened. So I'm sorry, Lofa, that you had to rock that burnt orange, but I that was a good day.
That's brutal.
That's the end of the show, everybody. Thank you to Wiener Schnitzel. Thank you to Delta. Thank you to Epic Seats, Simply Seattle, and the rest. Go enter the contest. Enjoy the game this weekend. Guys, hands up, hands in the middle. Good episode. Let's wrap it up. Lofa, Anthony, who wants to take this one?
What do the receivers break it down to? Let's do a receiver breakdown. I think receivers are going to have a big day.
Get busy on three. That's what we say at receivers. Get busy on three. Ready? One, two, three.
Get busy.
Get busy.
Get busy. Yeah.
I like that.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.